So you've never heard the name Jemaine Clement, or New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-based digibongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo, Flight of the Conchords.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus. I got flows that glow like phosphorus, popping off the top of this esophagus. I'm not a water-dwelling mammal from Africa that's moved to the metropolis and been taught how to break dance. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that? What's he got to do with it? What kind of rapping name is Steve?
Clement isn't even sure you've heard of New Zealand.
A lot of people think it's in Europe, which is completely in the opposite direction.
But it's only a matter of time before Jemaine Clement is everywhere. Clement co-stars in a TV series called Flight of the Conchords coming this month from HBO. He's got a new comedy CD coming out, and you can catch Clement on the big screen in the awkwardly romantic indie comedy Eagle vs. Shark. In the film, he plays a geeky video store clerk who finds love despite being completely self-obsessed. Jemaine Clement was far from self-obsessed when he came to our New York bureau this week to explain the differences between American comedy and what makes a Kiwi laugh.
It's very different. In the whole country, there's only one dedicated comedy club, and that's not in the town that I live in. It's in Auckland. I live in Wellington.
What do you find that Americans don't understand about New Zealand?
We have something that we call tall poppy syndrome, which is sort of cutting down someone who stands out.
What did you call the syndrome?
Tall poppy syndrome. So being the poppy that's exposed to the elements won't survive. And it's quite a negative aspect of our culture, and Americans don't even seem to understand the idea, which is good.
Yeah, standing out, not usually anathema to us Americans.
Yeah, people really want to stand out here. It's very different.
Was there any talk at HBO about you trying to adopt an American accent?
No, they never mentioned that.
Can you do an American accent?
My American accents tend to be based on movies. So they'll be like, how you doing? I can't go do one that goes with my face that people will think that I talk like that.
Yeah, keeping up that how you doing voice for 12 episodes I think would have worn a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Eagle vs. Shark, which opens next week, yeah?
Yes.
The title comes from a costume party that your character Jared has, and Lily, played by Lauren Horsley, crashes. She's dressed as a shark, you're dressed as an eagle.
I like your costume.
Thanks.
It's pretty much the second best outfit here. So, your favorite animal is a shark?
Yep.
Pretty cool. I almost came as a shark, actually, but then I realized that an eagle's slightly better.
These two characters, that, you know, they're awkward, they're geeky. Jared is actually more than a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah.
Not really traditional romantic comedy fare.
He's outwardly a jerk. That's the way I think of him.
Where did you sleep last night?
In the bushes.
Great. Meanwhile, I'm up all night wondering where the hell you are. I thought you were dead. You could have left me a note or something. It's easy. Dear Jared, don't wait up all night long. I'll be sleeping in the bushes, thank you. I didn't get any sleep last night, and you know it's my big day. What am I going to tell your brother? Oh, yeah, hi, Damon. Oh, your sister, Lily. Oh, nah. Oh, she went to a party and got killed. Here's a bit of her leg. That's all that's left.
You think underneath that he's warm and fuzzy?
I think way, way underneath that there is a tiny little kernel that is warm and fuzzy.
Because this sort of pivotal scene towards the end of the movie, when he finally confronts his childhood nemesis, who turns out, I don't want to give away the plot, but there's sort of this moment where he could redeem himself.
Listen, shut up, I'm trying to think. I'm sorry. What? What did you say? Sorry.
And doesn't.
That's true. I mean, that's a big shock that he didn't redeem himself where you expect him. But when I was acting in it, I could justify his actions quite easily. I might leave it there. I don't want to give away anything.
Did you come around to actually sort of liking Jared?
I did. He lies all the time and puts up a front of being a tough guy or a cool guy. He's almost obsessed with it. So it's hard for people to see anything else.
Jemaine Clement, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Jemaine Clement stars in the new movie Eagle vs. Shark. It opens this Friday in a number of cities. His TV show, Flight of the Conchords, takes off next Sunday on HBO, and his CD is expected to be released this summer.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.